Thank you, God. Forgive us, God, and bless us, God. Welcome back to the Infinite Talks Podcast. This is Eric Castillo here with another beautiful episode of the Infinite Talks Podcast live. What's up, Eric? I'm going to do a live episode right now. Okay? Mm-hmm. We're going to interview Obed Padilla.
Who's that?
He's an artist. He's an artist who's from Oceanside, California. He's going to be live with me right now in a bit. I'm just waiting for him to get on. We're going to have a chat. Infinite Talks Podcast chat. We're talking about his music. We're going to talk about his journey. What motivates him. Special, special guest, Mr. Obed Padilla. Hey. Lights are changing. We're going to keep it colorful. No. Keep it like that the way it was.
Why? Right.
I wanted the background to look change like that, not my face. Like that.
You can't even see it change.
It's a change. I stopped it. So, oh, that looks pretty cool. So we're going to talk about the music of Obed Padilla. I'm waiting for him to get on. That's my son in the background. There's a live broadcast, TikTok podcast, live.
And I'm only here because he's in my room.
His room is my studio. He knows that. We collaborate with each other. We have some special effects. No TikTok shit. This is real effects.
We turned it on.
Turn it on, bro. There you go.
Red.
You got red.
Which one?
Put it in the background like this.
You want me to hold this the whole time?
No. So we're going to go live in a bit with Obed Padilla. He's a great artist out of Oceanside, California. I'm going to have him on right now. He's an upcoming artist. I just actually figured out a couple of weeks ago that about his music. My cousin, we were hanging out, and he was like, bro, have you heard of Obed Padilla? I was like, who's this cat? He's like, he's from Cali. Like, oh, so he started playing his music. Obed,
Chloe, come on.
I'm going to invite you to get on. I think he's already sent you the invite. Great, thank you. Now you can see my face. So I'm going to have Obed right now in the podcast, and I'm going to do a great introduction for him. Let me get
live.
The invite. The invite has been sent to Obed. Let's see if he can be on right now.
Can you see me, bro? Can you hear me?
On, guys.
Are we in here?
There we go. Obed in the building.
Can you hear me, bro? Yeah, I can hear you. You can hear me?
I can't hear you, bro. Hold on. Let me figure this out.
Let's see.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you can hear me?
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. There we go.
Brother. Dude,
how you doing, bro?
Oh man, I'm doing good. I'm doing really good.
That's good to hear. Really good to hear.
I'm pretty excited to interview you today, bro. I'm a new fan. I'm gonna be honest, a new fan of yours. My cousin, we had a hangout here at the house about maybe like 3 weeks ago, and he's like, bro, have you heard Obed Padilla? Because we were listening to Red Hot Chili Peppers and we're just jamming out, We had a little business meeting, and after that, we're just jamming out with the family, chilling out, little grill and bill, And then he's like, "Hey man, have you heard of Obed Padilla?" I was like, "Who?" I was like, "That sounds familiar." He's like, "He's from Cali," so I'm like, "All right, let me play his music, right?" So he plays your music, like, "Bro, this sounds so familiar. Like I've heard this before, but no, I hadn't heard about it. Like I hadn't heard it ever, but this sound is so good." And we jammed out for the rest of the last couple hours. We hung out. We were just jamming out to your music. I was like, look, let me look up his music. So I started searching you up. And I was like, dude, I thought, man, that you've been in the game for a while. Like, but you're an upcoming artist, right? You've been so.
I mean, I've been putting out music. I dropped my first song in like 2018.
Really?
But I guess maybe only recently you started getting some traction,
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been working in music, since like 2018, full time.
Bro, your music is amazing. I mean, For those who don't know, this is Infinite Talks Podcast. My name is Eric Castillo. I'm interviewing, I think you're already a legend. Bro, you are
Thank you, brother.
Dude, like the music you play, not to like, you know, just, I mean, you're just what it is, bro. Like I listen to your music. I was like, damn, like you, I was reading about you and you're like, you know, you self-taught, you know, and a lot of artists that are self-taught. You start learning the game from audio engineering. You started engineering your own music. You started producing your everything from beginning to end, making beats. The way you flow on the music, you flow like, you know, melodically. You also rap on the beats, which is I'm a old hip hop head. I'm 45 years old. I grew up in the golden era of hip hop. I hear a lot of those sounds in your music, bro. And it's just like, man, I was actually jamming out to that after work. I was just jamming out to your music. On Spotify, dude, like it's just the vibes are right, bro. Like I don't know what you do. You have a chemistry of all kinds of sounds in your music. So, bro, for those who don't know,
go
over Padilla right now. This guy's an amazing artist, self-made, working really hard. You're gonna have a live show on the 20th of August, right?
Yeah, in San Diego at the Casbah.
Bro, so that's gonna be pretty fun, man. If I lived in San Diego, I'd probably check it out.
Where do you stand?
So I'm in Texas, bro, Laredo. I'm in Laredo, Texas. Okay. I'm in La Frontera, you know what I mean?
Yeah, bro.
Over here.
I dig Texas a lot. I got a lot of homies out there.
Oh, yeah? You should come down, bro.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm hopefully planning on it soon, man. I would love to do some shows out there.
Yes, for sure, man. But to let you know, like, my cousin, he's into the all, like, the underground game. You know, he likes a lot of underground artists. So...
Okay.
He's usually the one giving me the scoop and like who's coming up, this was that. So when he went by you and like I said, it was just 3 weeks ago. And I seen your page go up a little bit after that. Like I think you were at on TikTok, I think you were at 13 and now you're like at 22,000 or something like that.
Yeah, 22. I think 22 or 23, I don't know. Can't keep track.
So like you're exponentially growing and you cannot deny the music, so bro, how do you feel like with this? I mean, you've been working since 2018 and you're doing amazing. I'm pretty sure it's in a grind, you know, because music in the beginning is always a grind.
Yeah.
And tough. But I think you surpassed that plane of like where you're just like trying to get out of the water. But now I feel like everything you're producing from the music to the videos, those short content videos are amazing to me. Like, bro, I can listen to it back to back. I'm like, bro, this is so good. So. Like la canción, la de, do you understand Spanish or no?
Yeah.
So, la canción, the one you have like a biblical phrase to it. What's it called?
The meek shall inherit the earth.
Dude, that's a fire ass song, bro. For real,
Thank you, bro.
And is that the whole song though, or you have
Song? that's the thing is like I literally made all like. The videos that I've dropped, like I literally just made that for that, you know, for the video.
Oh shit! So it's not even like on a record yet. That one.
Nah. These are literally like me being here and like finding some samples that I like, you know, and then producing something real quick and then rapping over it, and yeah.
You are amazing, bro. That's crazy. I was looking at your video. I mean, at your album. I was like, "Where's that song?" You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, no, it's not on there.
and then not only that, bro. When I was listening to your like a session, and I was just flowing to that beat, bro. I was like, dude, you record like a chorus, right? And then like you record like a solo. You have the drum beat playing, and you just kind of like record it on top of each little track you record, but it's ongoing loop, right?
Yeah, and that's kind of how like I work on a lot of my music. Like it'll start with something, you know, like guitar or drums, whatever, and I just keep adding on top, and then, you know, make the whole thing a song.
Man, that sounds really good, bro. I actually, to be honest, I'm like, this is like to be talking to you right now, bro. Is like I'm talking to freaking like Jimmy, bro. Like,
man, honestly, that's love, bro.
That's like, dude, like seriously, you got so much talent. And when you said yes, I'm all about frequencies, bro. Like the Infinite Talks podcast show is all about sharing positivity, sharing mindset, you know, sharing mental health, you know, brain health, body health, you know, energy health. I'm all about that stuff, you know. So I talk about mind, body, and spirit and business. And you are going through that as we speak. I feel like you're going through that transition. How old are you, bro, if you mind me asking?
I'm 29.
Shit. You're fucking young. I'm 45, bro. I feel young, so I'm pretty sure you feel young. So
You're still young, bro.
Yeah. So you're going through a lot of changes in your life, like from seeing music in a different aspect. Like, hey, this is what I'm gonna do, right? That's your thing, man. Like, you're very talented in that. You're getting to meet the right people. This show is about connecting these ideas and these energies, because the community that listens to this podcast, bro, usually is into the mindset game. And it starts with that. And then we start talking about, hey, how did you get there? Like, tell us about how did you get there? Like, I know it's a tough battle in our life. You're from Oceanside, California. Yeah. Is that where you always lived, or you've been, you know, moving from different places?
I mean, I was pretty much raised here, but I've lived in Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina, like in the sticks. And then I've also lived in Denver, like right outside of Denver, Colorado. But, I mean, I pretty much lived my entire life here.
Where's Oceanside at? Like, is it down close to San Diego?
Yeah, so it's like, 40 minutes north of San Diego?
Oh, man. My homie just moved out from over there.
Oh, for real?
He's from Texas, right? But he's in the Navy. And he was in San Diego for, like, the last 6 years, something like that. He's like, bro, the weather is amazing.
Yeah, and damn near all year long.
So I was about to go visit him, right? And he's like, bro, I'm moving to Texas. I'm like, bro, I was about to go see you in San Diego. He's one of my best friends. And now he lives in San Antonio. He's like, bro, this freaking weather sucks, man. So, and I'm like, because over here in Texas right now, it's like, it topped out today in Laredo, Texas, about 113.
Damn.
It, like, the AC is on all day, bro. So I'm pretty sure inside is the beautiful weather. How's it like that over there? Like 80s?
Yeah, but it gets humid. So it's like, it feels hotter than it is, you know, and then it's like kind of swampy. But I mean, you go down to the beaches, it's beautiful.
Hey, man, I can hear the vibes in your music about the beach. You play a lot of the audio, the background effects.
Yeah, bro. Oceanside is different. Like, I feel like the people who are from here, like, they're just such a diverse group, you know. You got Latinos, Samoans, Black people, white people, Marines, surfers, gangbangers, white girls, like
everything.
All in the same neighborhoods, you know what I mean? Like,
is it a lot of like cool, like it's cool, everybody's vibing, or is it like
I mean, I guess everybody vibes out, but I mean, it's still like we're still gangbang, and you know, it's still rough in certain areas, but I mean, it's like that in most places.
Yeah, man. Like, over here, we, like, in Laredo, Texas, we're next to the border. So, like, Nuevo Laredo is across the border, across the river, right?
Yeah.
Nuevo Laredo is like a, you know, it's just violence and, you know.
It's like all that cartel stuff out there. Cartel, like, yeah.
So
for sure.
That's what we see over here. But on this side of town, it's pretty flex, you know. It's really easy. Nothing really going on. Like, it's a little bit of everything. But it's pretty chill. It's just the weather, you know, the weather. And,
yeah.
But yeah, man, Oceanside, like, that's pretty much influenced you, I guess, your music, your upbringing. How did you, I mean, I saw that you started on your own, but what really inspired you, bro? Like, at an early age, what happened? Like, how did that
all click in? My pops is a pastor. So I grew up in church. So that's like where I started playing, you know, bass and guitar and singing. And then,
would you sing Spanish songs or English or both?
No, English.
Okay.
And then, I mean, I was pretty sheltered growing up, you know, just growing up in like, it wasn't even, I wouldn't say a religious household, but like my parents were just protective, you know?
Yeah.
So I didn't really like listen to music. Like I would listen to like church songs and stuff like that, you know, but like, up until like the age of like 10 or 11. Then we started going to thrift shops, me and my pops and my little brother and my mom, and we would go and would pick records, like actual vinyl records. And this was before anybody was doing that, you know, like.
Yeah, it's just.
And so, there, it was all this gold, you know, that we were just picking. And so I was allowed to listen to that. On like Santana, Stevie Ray Vaughan, like Led Zeppelin, like all these, James Taylor, The Doors, all these different influences, you know, that nobody else my age, I don't think, was really listening to that kind of stuff at that age. Mm-hmm. But so then from there, I feel like that's kind of what inspired me, is like all these different sounds, you know, and I think you can hear that in my music today. It's like very influenced by like the 60s and 70s and. Mm-hmm. That, I don't know, there's just something special about it, you know?
That era, man, that era was just very creative. You know, everybody had, everyone was trying something different.
Yeah.
The sounds were, like, very new. So, and people were experimenting with the guitar at that point, remember? Like,
yeah, for sure. That was, like, when the electric guitar wasn't even really a thing, you know? Until Foles made it a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So, I mean, you see a lot of those influences in your music, but then you have your own unique style. Like, at least, like, you're able to put every, like, you can hear the hip hop, you can hear the reggae, you can hear, like, this sound, this beautiful sound, bro. And, like, it takes you somewhere. And that's what I like it about. Like, it takes you somewhere that you're able to transcend somebody's mindset at that point. Like, they might be going through, like, maybe I was thinking about something and it just took me somewhere else. For those moments, bro. So I think when you're recording, are you like aiming for something, or is just like what comes out? Or do you hear something in your mind?
I think honestly it's like just what comes out. Like, I don't really go into it with, I might go into it, you know, occasionally with like, oh, I'm gonna write about this, but it's kind of just in the moment. And I think that's the cool thing about music. Like, it's just an expression, you know, versus like, I'm not about to go to therapy. But this is my therapy, you know?
Yeah. And so growing up in that kind of household, and then going with your dad to these, you know, those thrift stores and buying the vinyls.
Yeah.
And then you start experimenting with guitar at one point, right?
Yeah. So I start playing guitar at like, what, 11? I think it was like 10 or 11. And then... yeah, I kind of just, like, I loved it. I thought guitar was cool. And then I always played guitar, but as I got older, you know, you get into it. Can you hear me?
I think you're muted. Can you hear me? I think you're mute for a little bit. There you go. I can hear you now.
There we go. I think it works now. I think, yeah, playing guitar, as I got older, like, it kind of took a backseat to other stuff, you know? You get older, you get different hobbies. And then I didn't really get back into it until I was, like, 21 or 22. But, I mean, I always played in bands and, you know, I was jamming. But I didn't start taking it seriously until, like, that age. Until I got, like, you know, a little bit older. And then I was just, like, dove, you know, headfirst into it.
Was it, like... after college, or you went through college at this time, or what happened?
No, I didn't go to college. I like got out of high school. I wanted to be an actor, but that never like, I don't know, just never went anywhere, you know. Man, it's just like you're young, you don't know nothing. You got dreams.
Bro, I'm gonna have to break you down here. Like, dude, you know what's weird? When I was a young kid, right? My mom and my dad were heavily involved in the church. And I was in the choir. We were in the choir. Like, I played the guitar there, right? So that's where I learned a little bit of the basics. And I'm just saying this because I'm having like a similarity to you.
And, yeah. After,
my dad would come out to like old 8-tracks of Mexican music, and I would jam out to that music too. And it was like old 70s cumbias and stuff like
that. Yeah.
But it had like this melodic. Like, if you listen to that, you can sample a lot of those beats or like
for sure
and make some badass beats, right? I think they're called Iracundos, one of the bands that are like, dude, they're fire, bro. That was a shitty name, but they have really cool music.
Yeah.
And then after that, when I was playing with my parents in the choir, we did that for like 3 years, you know. And after that, I kind of like faded. I didn't continue playing guitar. I picked up the camera, bro. I wanted to be a filmmaker and an actor. So wow. I'm going with you, like, oh shit, I'm kind of vibing with you in that sense that,
yeah,
at some point of my life, I had a similar downloads that of inspiration that I wanted to do. And sure. And I was around that age too, around 18, 19 years old. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go. This is when I went to Houston at 20, 21. I went to Houston to study audio engineering.
Okay.
For music production. Yeah. I wanted to make beats. I wanted to make music. And my mind is that I want to make films. I want to be an actor. I want to make music. That's what I wanted to do. But yeah. I took a detour about in 2001. I took a detour. I was like, you know what? I'm going to change the game up. I had some spiritual awakenings, if you want to call it like that. And I was like, you know, that's not for me. The music is not for me. I'm going to leave it up for somebody else. But I think at that point, I just had gone through some dark doors. I was like, you know, that's not the route I want to go to. Have you experienced anything like that? Or
for sure. I mean, I think everybody kind of goes through that, you know? You go through different... Not everything is set in stone, mm-hmm. even though you think it is. And I think everybody goes through that, you know? Different life changes, circumstances change.
Yeah.
And I think if you could, it's just rolling with the punches and keeping it pushing, you know?
Yeah, man. And then I think since you're young, bro, like, you're still... Well, not young, but you're getting like at that point where like you understand what you're doing. You're actually dedicated to what you're doing, and you can see the work behind everything you're doing. So I'm saying like you've gone through this phase where like everything was going on for you, and then boom, now let me just hyper focus on this music thing, and let me like work on this craft. And now you're seeing like I'm seeing it from like right now, like dude, like all the work you've done, and at this point, like that's you can tell right away like you're very well produced, even if you're almost the only one doing the production for your work.
Yeah.
And it sounds like,
I appreciate that, bro.
High quality. Like I was like, dude, this sounds like you're engineering still your stuff? You're still
engineering, mix, master, record, everything.
And how did you pick that up? Like was that learned like through
out of necessity? You know? Like I wasn't gonna pay nobody. I didn't have the money to pay nobody to It's funny, the first, I don't know if you, I mean, you were into audio engineering, like Audacity.
Yeah.
That was the first thing I ever recorded on, you know. I was like 12 or 13 on like this old Windows computer recording on there. Even in high school, like I didn't know about GarageBand or nothing like that, you know, like. bro.
But did you learn like how to like EQ and all that stuff all through
YouTube? Yeah. YouTube University, but also I listen to so much music that I know what I want things to sound like and I know what I like. And so with mixing and mastering, like I don't follow no rules. I just know what I like things to sound like, you know, I can hear it. Even when I work with other people, you know, like I'm like, oh no, this will sound better, you know. But yeah, all by ear really. You learn tricks and stuff on YouTube. You can learn a lot. I definitely use that. Like, it's a tool. But I think it's just kind of my ear.
Yeah, I think you have a good ear because the quality of the music, like, I can tell right away because when you hear it on the phone, it's different, right?
Yeah.
But it comes out of the phone pretty smooth. But when you hear it in the car, that's when you know, like, oh, did they master the shit good or not?
For sure.
For yours, bro, like, honestly, like, I didn't know you were engineering your stuff until recently. Like, I just read that stuff. Like, dude, you're engineering your stuff. But I can hear it in the car and all the sounds. Because I went to audio engineering school for a year, so I know.
Yeah, you know.
Like, I know. Like, so I know what sounds good. But you know what, though? Let me tell you something. When I was in school, I hated to follow the rules. And my professor would get mad at me. He's like, bro, why are you doing this? Like, I'm like, I don't want the drums to sound clean. I want it to sound kind of like distorted in the background. He's like, but I'm not tricking. No, like, I know. But he would always bitch at me because I would do that. But I know what I wanted to hear. And I think you know what you want to hear. And you know when you listen to a speaker and it sounds, that's what you want to hear, bro.
It's funny because these last few videos that I put out, like, they've done pretty well. You know, like, a lot of people have seen them. And I've had a couple people comment like, "Hey, bro, you should put a gate on the sample so when your voice could," like trying to give me tips, and I'm like, "Yo, I did this on purpose. Like, it's not that I didn't know. It's all methodical, you know. Like, it's on purpose."
It's your brush. That's how
you paint. Yeah.
It's like, you're not gonna tell me how to paint my picture, bro. Like, that's
also
the way
my voice when I record, like, not to get all nerdy and talk about audio stuff, but like the mid range of my voice, like, it sounds weird on most microphones. So it's like the way that I EQ and everything is like specific to me, because I just, the mid range is weird, you know. Yeah.
So you capture more of the low or the high depending on how you EQ it.
Yeah, and I try to take a little of the mid end out just because it's like a scratch, you know. But yeah, I have like just specific little tricks that like I feel like I like the way that it sounds, you know.
That's pretty cool, bro. Like that takes ear, skill, and just like learning how to work with these instruments that we have, because
it's just doing it, you know. It's just time,
and putting in the time, and then like doing some research. But then actually, like, really learning how to listen to your own stuff and be like, that's what I want to sound. That's what I wanted to sound like.
Yeah.
And so, dude, like, guys, if y'all go onto Spotify, look at Obed Badia's music collection. You have a link tree here on your actual link here, right?
Yep. And then if you go to my Instagram, is linked there too. There's a link in there as well. But it ain't too many Obed Padillas in there, so.
No, that's very unique, bro. I don't think there's gonna be another one. I was looking you up on Google, Obed Padilla, and it's just you. Nobody else came out. I think some guy from Houston came out, but like, nah, I don't think that's him.
I always see stuff from like county jails, and it would be like Obed, and I'm like, I know they ain't looking for me. I don't got no warrants or nothing.
That's another dimension. That's not me.
Yeah.
Bro, that's amazing, bro. Dude, this up. That's cool, bro. So, like, your show that's coming up, how did you get those gigs? Is it like people calling you now, or are you still like going out there?
Hey, so I don't really play a lot of shows.
We got a comment here. It says Obed is crazy, fire.
Oh, Ryan the Alchemist. Hey, appreciate you, bro. Much love, brother.
Right now, if you wait a little bit, I'll bring you on so you can talk to Obed. Sit, bro.
So I really like to play a lot of live shows, just because I think it's like a mindset of like just the whole local rapper thing of like, let's do as many shows as possible. You know, where like you see fools where like they do it's like every Friday they're performing somewhere. And it's like, bro, I'd rather have one super dope show like every few months than be constantly hitting it, you know?
Quality, quantity.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and the thing is, I got hit up for this Casbah show to headline. But it's cool because like that's such a legendary venue, like in San Diego. Like, if you look at all the people who are on their way up when they were, like, everybody's played that spot, you know. So it feels kind of full circle, you know. Like,
legit, bro. That's legit. I mean, and so do you have these goals written out like in a vision board or something, or you just gotta go and kind of going with the flow, whatever comes to you in your way?
A little bit of both. I mean, I don't really have a vision board, but I mean, I write stuff down. I know my overall things, you know, but I've never been, I'm not too organized like that, you know? Yeah. I just have a lot of stuff up here that I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. That's going to happen.
Write it somewhere. Just all you gotta do, just write it somewhere. So that it kind of puts everything in perspective. That's what I've learned to do the past few years.
Yeah.
Through practice and actually seeing it happen. I was like, dude, if I write it down for some strange reason, things start aligning for me for that thing to happen. You know, and
Is it a constant thing? Like, is it like something that you're like, okay, I'm writing this down and I'm looking at this, or you just, nope, all right, I wrote it down, boom.
I wrote it down on a vision board right there by my fridge, and subconsciously you see it every day, not even consciously, because you wrote it down. So what I use the subconscious to work on manifesting stuff, right? So like, you know what, I want to make this goal happen, I'm gonna write it down and I'm gonna see it, and then I'm gonna see it subconsciously throughout the days and throughout the year. And I have this little vision board, and I've maximized some of those already. I'm like, dude, that's awesome when I get to accomplish something.
Yeah.
And I recently took a trip with my family. We went to Cancun or the Cancun area. And we're like, that was something in my vision board, bro. Like, I was like, they're like, bro, we got to go. We've never been there. Everybody in my family been there. I'm like, I got to take my family. So when it happened, I was like, I can't believe this going. This is part of my little map here that I got.
Yeah.
So I always tell people, like, just, you know, as an older person looking back, like, if I would have done things differently, I would have written more stuff down, like, of what I want to do, especially if it's a clear vision. And for you, you're already maximizing on those visions because you already saw how in that place, what's it called? Were you going to perform on the 20th?
Oh, the Casbah. Yeah.
The Casbah? So you already put that in your mind, like, I'm going to play there one day. And now you're going to play there. Right?
Sure. So
now the next step is like, okay, what am I going to do next? All right, so I'm going to get 1 million followers on TikTok. That's my next. Well, I'm going to get 100 million listeners on Spotify.
Yeah.
And, you know, do quality shows all throughout the nation. You know, like, things that you can visualize. So you start putting the actions to that dream or that goal. It's not even a dream because it's a reality you want to create. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Bro, so you already have done all the work as far as the music production. And the crazy thing is that you produce like this. Like, you produce so fast. Like, so you can produce really rapidly, and that's not even the work that you need to do, right? Like, that's it. I see you produce the live sessions. Like, damn, that's a song right there. I'm rapping. That's a song right there. That's a song. That's a live session. He's just working. You're just practically working out on music. I was like,
yeah.
So the next steps for you is just like going with that dream and that goal that creating that blueprint for where you're gonna end up, you know. That I see big things, bro. I see big things for you.
Thank you, bro. That's love.
That's love, man. And I seen your page grow very rapidly over the last 2 weeks. So I was like, the momentum is taking you, bro. Your waves, the oceanside waves, are going all over the world.
Nah, yeah, I think it's moving, you know. So I'm just going with it.
For sure, bro. And another thing that the next show after that, do you have another planned one or not yet?
I got a few people who hit me up for stuff, but yeah, just, you know, making sure everything's right before I'm saying yes to stuff, you know. But definitely, like, want to do, like you said, quality over quantity. And also, like, it's important for me to have, like, a full band, you know. So.
Oh, for real? That's another thing. Yeah. So you don't have a full band right now.
No, I have the guys that I play with, you know, at certain shows, but it's just making sure everybody can make this show, you know.
Like, are you legit? Are they down at 100%?
Yeah, like, just making sure they could even be there, you know.
Yeah, that's hard, man, having a band. My cousin had a band a while back, and I just saw how it was difficult to get everybody on the same page, you know, all the time.
Nah, for sure.
But, I mean, I know that for you it might be different because they're seeing you make strides in the right direction. They're like, hey, I want to be part of that, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
And do you have an agent right now or not yet?
Nah, no agent, no management, really. Kind of just, I mean, I got homies who help out with stuff, you know? But, I don't know. I don't see the need yet.
Yeah, you're going to need one. You're going to need one. Yeah, get all that stuff, bro. The attorneys,
I got my legal stuff. You know, I've already had to deal with certain things like that. So,
oh, you already got into that?
Yeah. Like I've produced records for bigger artists, and so I had to get contract looked over and all that. You know, so
can you talk about that?
What, just like the process?
No. Can you talk about the people you work with, the bigger artists?
I've worked with Jay Prince, my boy John Gibbs. That's like my bro. Like we work a lot together. I don't know if you know about John Gibbs, but he's from Oceanside too. Givez.
No, I haven't heard of him, to be honest.
Man, who else? Desi Hollow. He's from here too. I've done a couple records with him.
Who Jay else? Prince, no big deal. Houston, right? Jay Prince from Houston.
Nah, Jay Prince from the UK.
Oh, okay. It was like Jay Prince
not,
from Houston.
Not,
like
a, Not OG Jay Prince.
I was like, man, you met Jay Prince. That guy's hardcore right there.
Nah. All respect though, but not.
So, but you produce records for like a lot of artists, and you had to like.
Yeah, I work with a lot of different artists.
Man, that's cool. And then how do y'all link up? Like people that you know from way back, or they just kind of hear the music, or how does that work out?
People that I know, people that I meet, you know, people that I mess with that I'm like, oh, this is dope, you know. And it's kind of cooler now because I got like people reaching out to me now, which is dope, you know. But yeah, bro, like I said, I've been doing this since 2018. So
that's a lot of work, man. A lot of work.
Yeah, it's been a good ride.
Yeah, man. And like working with different artists. You work mainly with hip hop, or is it like a genre?
Bro, I work with anybody, like soul, R&B, like pop punk, hardcore music. Like I can't really talk about it, but I recently worked with like one of my childhood heroes on some pop punk stuff, which was just super dope.
Wow.
But it's like you would never think, you know, like you listen to my music and you're like, oh, this fool worked on this. You wrote this song, you know, totally different genres, totally different worlds.
That's amazing, bro. That's amazing. So I know you probably can't spell the name out, but that's amazing, bro. Isn't it pop punk?
That's like the genre, you know, and that's
give
been.
Give us a hint.
nah, I can't.
Hey, I know how that works, bro. You got to keep it on the low until it's released. But yeah. Sure. And that's respect right there, bro. That's professional. That's being professional, too. Like, you have to know your role, and you need to respect that. And you know how it is when it becomes not just a game anymore. You know, you know that it's people involved, and, you know, there's business. And at the end of the day, it's part of the game, but it's fun.
Yeah.
It's part of the game. That's the way it is, you know.
For sure, bro.
Bro, and I think one of the coolest things about this era of music, and obviously hip hop, but just music in general, is like that we have everything at our disposal. Like, we have so many.
Oh, yeah. The barrier to entry, like, is so anybody could just pick up a laptop and, you know, start.
For real, man. Who helped you with your videos?
So I got a team, my boy Dean Aguirre, Bradley Dunn, Ben Wilson, and the homie Brock Wood. Those dudes have been there since like the jump, you know. So yeah, those are the homies though.
Bro, for real, man, the quality of your videos, sheesh.
Bro, they're all super talented, and it's dope too, because like I feel like it's not like it's only my thing. It's like their thing too, you know? Like they're a part of it. Like I give those people, like if we work on a video, like I'm like, yo, like this is just as much yours as it is mine, you know?
You guys, so you have a good team around you, bro, because the video quality of, and you're actually acting too, if you think about it, because like you're playing a character at the same time you're spitting your verse or your song. The background, dude, it's just the drones. Sheesh. Bro, yeah.
You're just trying to get creative, you know?
Super creative. I like the one where you're like coming out of the store and then they call you back in and you're like, shit, then go back to work. You know? Like,
oh, yeah. Nah, bro, I have fools who are like, he's not wearing non-slip shoes. He never worked at a restaurant. I was like, bro, it's a video, dog.
Come on, man. They have no.
You want it that realistic? Like what?
It ain't 100. It ain't got.
Yeah, yeah. This fool ain't real. He's wearing Cortezes.
Yeah, man. Back in the days, they had no technology, man. When I was growing up, to do this kind of stuff, and I always envisioned that this was gonna happen, but it was like, but at the end of the day, it's not past my time because I feel like I'm still using some technology to see something that I pursue to like, right? So I like doing this stuff.
Absolutely.
And, you know, my podcast has grown for a little bit. I actually started in 2018, to be honest, like the way you did.
That's dope.
I started 2018, but this didn't exist. Like, me talking to you face to face didn't exist Actually, remember when the COVID hit? That's when the whole live streaming happened.
Yeah.
Started to kick in. And even before that, but it wasn't accessible to everyone. So now, sure. Like, super accessible. Super, you can get super creative. You can tell by your videos, bro. The videos that you have, like, they're just the team that you have, like, they all have skills. Bro, it's just like you have, dude, that's mad, bro. That's freaking mad skills right there. Shit. Your videos are amazing, bro. Just everything you're doing, everything that we're doing is like creativity on an all time high. Like, if you have passion for it, if you have ideas and you have this, something in your mind, you visualize and you just put it out there. It's the accessibility. Absolutely. Right there, you got to take advantage of it. And I feel like we are, you know, we are taking advantage of it. I just got off of work, like my 8 to 5, and I just got off and I had to work extra hours today. And I got home, I was like, bro, I'm gonna knock this out. I told my wife, look, I'm gonna interview Obed Padilla. I was like, get out of here. Like, you ain't gonna interview that guy. I'm interviewing this guy, all right? This guy's, I feel motivated. I feel like I told everybody, this year's my 45th birthday. It's gonna be my Jordan year. It's 2023. I'm gonna do amazing things that I never thought I could do, and I'm gonna put it out there, you know. I'm gonna be successful as I can be, you know, and I'm gonna put how to do. So talking to you is a major win.
Thank you, bro.
A major win for me today and for you too, because I feel like you're going great places and I want to be part of that journey in a sense that maybe you know, I can listen to your music, keep on following you. Maybe later on in the future we'll have another sit down, maybe in a different set.
Let's do it again, bro.
My vision is to have an actual studio. I'll fly you in. Boom, let's do it all, man. Or I'll fly to you, wherever you're at.
Let's do it, bro. That sounds great.
Yeah, man. And I feel like a positivity here. So I feel like you're a positive person. I don't know. I'm just by seeing you, like the way you talk and the way you music, the messages you share. I mean, I feel that you have a lot of positivity to share. And I feel like the people are going to gravitate to your music. You're doing great things. You got to just keep on going. That life is very accessible for us. We just got to reach out and get it.
Absolutely.
I feel like you're doing that, man. So, mad props to you.
Yeah, thank you, bro. I mean, I'm glad that we even got to chop it up, man. It's a blessing for real. And even you, you know, saying all these kind things, I appreciate that.
Oh, shit, man. Man. If you come to Laredo, I'll make you a carne asada.
Nah, hey, I'm gonna hit. You'll be the first person I hit when I'm out there.
Hey, ¿dónde está la carne asada, Eric? That's my name, man. I didn't even tell you my name is Eric. Eric Castillo.
Oh no, I remember. You said it at the beginning.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Maybe you don't remember my name, but yeah, I'm Eric Castillo.
I remember, bro.
¿Dónde está la carne, Kyle?
When I go to Texas, I'm be like, y'all know Eric Castillo from Laredo.
Hey, bro. Hey, just I'm gonna tell my cousin Kevin. Shout out to Kevin. He's the one that introduced me to your music. So I'm like, bro, you're not gonna.
Shout out Kev.
I'm gonna tell him you don't even know who I talked to today, bro.
He's gonna be shout out Kev.
Bro, he's gonna be crazy. Like, no my misery. We say that out here. No my misery.
Nah, we say it out here too.
See, yeah. Your parents are Spanish speaking.
Yeah, my mom's Mexican and my pops is Costa Rican, both immigrants.
Shit, Costa Rica, Mexico. One of my friends that I just met a friend also from. He's from New Jersey, from Patterson, New Jersey. I actually met him like this on a podcast as well. I call him my friend already because we communicate frequently, and his background is his Dominican. He's Dominican.
Oh, okay, yeah,
but he's in New York. So he speaks Spanish, he speaks English. It's amazing, bro. Like, it's amazing how we
culture
and background and stuff, you know. My mom and my dad are both Mexican.
That's dope.
So you're Costa Rican también.
Yeah, man, Pico and Mexicano.
What kind of food the Costa Ricans eat?
Gallo Pinto. You're familiar with Gallo Pinto?
Nah.
It's like black beans and white rice. And then they do different variations, you know.
With like carne? Like
different white
meats?
People. Yeah. Or like that with like eggs. A lot of different meats, yeah. white people call it dirty rice.
Oh, yeah, dirty rice, yeah, like dirty rice.
Yeah.
Kind of like a Cajun style.
Exactly. So yeah, a lot of that, like a lot of different meats.
A lot of
plantains, you know, platanos and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Very similar to Puerto Rican food.
Somewhat, yeah.
Similar. Yeah. Yeah, my cousin, his dad is from Puerto Rico, so I went there once, and dude, the food was amazing.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine.
Yeah, I was there when I was about 19, 18 years old. I was like, dude.
I still got to make my way out there.
Costa Rica is nearby, right? Or no? I don't even know where Costa Rica is.
No, Costa Rica is South America.
South America, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right next to Nicaragua.
Damn, that's far, bro.
Yeah. Super far.
Did we go down there?
No, I haven't been down there yet, but I mean, I plan on it. I got family down there, and yeah, it just hasn't been the right time yet, but it will be.
It will be. That's right. You gotta visit the motherland, bro. I actually, this past time that we went to the Cancun area, we went to Riviera Maya, and my son and I, well, he's never been to Mexico, and I hadn't been to Mexico since 2008. I think so, 2008. So it's been a long time, right? So I went over there and it was beautiful, man. Seeing the people, the culture, seeing the food, the local people that work there, you know, just connecting and vibing, bro. Everybody's so nice. Missing like the old things that we used to experience in Mexico, like the food, the smell, the music. Just, it was so beautiful. My son was kind of scared at first because he had never been over there, but he's like 15-30 minutes into like the vibe there in the Quinta Avenida and Playa del Carmen, he was loose. He's like, hey, this is cool, I want a mask. Wait, I don't think he has it here, let me see. No, but we got him a mask like later on, but it was, he was looking for masks, like luchador mask.
That's fine.
Yeah, dude. So then, and what part of Mexico is your mom from?
Guadalajara.
Yeah, I gotta believe where my dad's from, bro.
That's where your dad's from too?
It's from Guadalajara.
That's crazy.
My dad's from Puerta de la Vega, Jalisco, which is
okay.
It's like a little, if you want to say a pueblo, aka suburb out of Guadalajara, maybe a 20-minute drive between the main city Guadalajara and the pueblo he's from, which I haven't gone in since 2008.
Okay,
but. Bro, it's beautiful out there, bro. Mountains.
Yeah, I haven't been out there either, but, you know, I will.
Bro, if you go over there, get some carnitas de puerco. Carnitas de puerco.
Nah, I will. Bro, it's funny, though. My favorite, like taco, you know, like Mexican taco, is taco de suadero.
Oh, yeah?
That's, like, my favorite. Like, yeah. Everything else, I feel like it puts it to shame.
Nah, man, they don't know what they were talking about. Shit. Over here, like, in Laredo, it's tacos de brisket asado.
Oh, that's probably fire. That sounds great.
So, but it's not the brisket that people typically are experimenting with, right?
Yeah, like barbecue brisket.
Not the smooth brisket. It's the fatty, greasy, kind of crispy when you cook it in the grill. And we eat with salsas and cebolla and, you know.
All the toppings.
Yeah, toppings, bro. So
yeah.
You're making me hungry, bro. I haven't eaten dinner yet.
I know. I gotta eat dinner, too.
You're in Cali, so right now it's 7:43 over there, right?
Yep, 7:43.
I remember the first time my mom went to L.A. She went by herself. She had a business, and they would go to L.A. and New York to buy clothing to sell. They would buy in the... I guess there's a place over there in LA back in the days they would buy wholesale.
Yeah, fashion district.
Yeah, they would come over here and then sell it in Laredo, bro. Back in the, I'm talking about late 90s, early 90s.
Yep.
And she went to LA and she flew. Right, and we didn't know this at that point. She flew to LA and then she gets there. She's like, it's over here at 5:00. And it's like, it's the same time you took off. Like, she took off at 5 and she ended up at 5. So it was like, we were confused at that age when I was
time traveling.
Time travel, bro.
That's funny.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, dude. So, man, what do you got time or you got to go? Let me know, bro.
I got to go in a sec. But
all right, man.
I definitely think, you know, let's run it back. We'll be talking again soon.
Yeah, so I'm gonna wrap it up. Just wanted to make sure that we have a wrap it up so we can have an official episode here. Yeah, I just want to say thank you so much, Obed Padilla. Is it Obed or Obi?
Obed.
Obed Padilla. I want to thank you so much, bro, for giving your time. I'm really looking forward to your next projects and everything you're doing in your musical career. If y'all haven't checked out his music, go to Spotify, go to any streaming platform, look for Obed Padilla. He has amazing music. It's very multi-talented, all kinds of genres put together. It's just, I mean, I can't even explain it. That's how good it is. It's like you eat a suero taco with all the toppings in it. You just bite it like, dang.
Yeah, everything's in there.
Bro, so thank you so much, man. I really look forward to interviewing you again in the near future. I expect nothing but success in your future. I bless this frequency. Keep on doing great things. I'm super happy that you were on today and just amazed, bro, at everything you're doing. And to giving me the time, bro, like I'm just a little podcaster here in Texas, but spreading frequencies worldwide.
Nah, bro, for sure. And I appreciate you having me on, man. Much love, blessings, all that. But we'll stay in touch, bro.
Yes, sir. I sent you my email. I'm going to send you my other contact information so that...
Yeah.
Hey, namaste in the building. I'm going to send you all that information so we can stay in contact, bro. And if I'm up in the West Coast, I'll go holler at you and see if we can hang out or something, man.
Let's run it, bro.
I have a lot of family in San Francisco, L.A. area.
Yeah, so let's do it.
Ya se dijo, así se la machaca.
All right, bro. I'm going to catch you later.
Peace out. Blessings. Blessings. See you later. So this Obed Padilla, guys, go check him out. I'm super happy that I interviewed this guy today. This guy has great music, has a good head on his shoulders. He's moving the panels, bro. Like, if you go to any social media, you're going to see his music. Obed Padilla is a great artist, a producer. Engineering, he does the whole thing. So very excited for what's going on in his musical career. I thank him so much for being on this podcast, and it was a live podcast today. You know, this, it wasn't recorded on the usual mediums that I use to record the podcast episodes, but today we did it on TikTok Live. I want to try something new, but look out for Obed Padilla's music. This is the main topic today is go to Obed Padilla's TikTok, follow his link tree, go to his music, go check out his music. He has beautiful sound music, man. He just has a very melodic genre of music. It's all I got to say. It's not even like one style of music. It has all kinds of styles. Very impressed with his production. And it's going to be an amazing journey for him. I actually heard about his music 3 weeks ago when my cousin came over. He's like, bro, you got to listen to his music. And I'm like, who's this guy? He's like, yo, he's from Cali. Check him out. So I check out his music. I'm like, dude, this guy's legit. This lit. And I reached out to Obed. I looked him up on TikTok. I reached out to him and he's like, bro, let's do it. Let's do the podcast. I was like, whoa, that's how things get done. You don't think, you just do. You don't think, you just do. Like, it was just manifested on the spot. And I was actually in Mexico last week, so I was counting on today. I just arrived here on Thursday, so I was like, bro, I gotta get ready for Obed. It's gotta come through the way it comes down. Whatever happens is gonna happen. I'm very impressed on the turnout. You know, it's just, I can't believe we put it all together. It's like we have this technology available, guys. You can do whatever you want. You put the time into it. You got to put the work into it. You got to really, you know, decide what you're going to do. Visualize and capitalize. Really, you got to capitalize on the decision-making, on the discipline that you want to do. You want to make sure that you have a straight path to where you want to get to. You want to make sure you write it out so that when you're aiming for that goal, it actually gets accomplished. So thank you, everybody who tuned in. Check out the Infinite Talks podcast on all streaming platforms. We are not a brand. We are a frequency, and you're part of it. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Blue Engineer, I'm going to follow you back. Blue Engineer, I'm following people back right now. Grandma Kim, let's go. I'm going to wrap it up right now, guys. I'm just going to give myself some likes because it was a good episode. It's 61, and it's a wrap. Guys, I just interviewed Obed Padilla. This is Infinite Talks podcast. We're doing a live podcast today. I interviewed Mr. Obed Padilla. He's a musician out of Oceanside, California. He has great music. Go to Spotify. Go check out his music. At the same time, when you check out his music, go to Infinite Talks podcast. Look for my podcast. Check out the episodes. I have a lot of good content that's mind, body, and spirit. All about balance, sending good frequencies, good mindset, good health, good wealth, business. We'll talk about all that stuff there. I don't know it all, but I'm trying to get to know it so that I can, all of us can be a good version of ourselves. A better version of ourselves. Go check it out, man. Infinite Talks podcast on Spotify, all streaming platforms. Go check out Obed Padilla. His music is amazing. We had a great interview right now. And it's just amazing how being connect with artists of other parts of the world real easily with these type of social media platforms. Take advantage of it and listen to the episodes. Go to Infinite Talks podcast on Spotify or any streaming platform and check it out. So I'm going to go ahead and take a break, go eat some dinner. Family, I'm hungry. So send myself some likes. Peace out. Love. We're not a brand. We're a frequency. Let me see. Go check out Obed Padilla.